In the lunchtime edition, the Chief Justice calls for more money for the judiciary, arguing that it needs more resources to properly do its work. Government reports the way now cleared for enactment of strict new legislation requiring people to properly clean up their properties. Meantime, the opposition leader sees a need for comprehensive legislation on the environment. In Dominica, the search for a missing plane turns to recovery after wreckage is spotted. And the Trump administration orders a pause on all federal grants and loans with implications for millions of people. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Barbados's Chief Justice is urging the government to increase funding for the judiciary to support improvements in the court system, including clearing the backlog of criminal cases. Speaking during the second day of a court symposium, Chief Justice Leslie Haynes stressed the need to establish clear principles for judicial funding to ensure the system operates efficiently.
When one looks at the estimates in relation to the budget for the Supreme Court under the Office of the Attorney General, the registry, the supporting services, the cost of that does not exceed $150 million. Between $300 million and $150 million, you have a difference of $150 million. Surely some of that can be spent on resources for the judiciary and its supporting services. It is my view that throughout the years, the judiciary has not been given the priority that it should have received. Efforts are now being made, but those efforts must be made on sound principles.
Indeed, he believes the needs of the judiciary should be given more attention.
The establishment of a body that will be able to quickly and efficiently deal with the issues affecting the court system, the justice system, and the modernization and reorganization of the support staff. That deals generally with the issues in the justice system that must be addressed if we are going to address delays in Barbados criminal justice system as a whole and make it sustainable.
The Chief Justice Leslie Haynes. A parliamentary report being debated in the House of Assembly today clears the way for the tabling and enactment of strict new regulations requiring people to keep their properties tidy or face penalties. This has been outlined by the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, who led off debate on the report of the Joint Select Committee on the Social Sector and the Environment.
This legislation, this regulation, attempts to establish a scheme which sets, insofar as it is possible, certain standards approved by the health services people, approved by the public health officers, because they were worked on with their support, so as to give Barbadians something to measure their surroundings by. The regulations propose certain specific things. So, for example, it says that it is a general nuisance if grass, bush, or weeds exceed 2 feet in height.
The Attorney General, Dale Marshall. However, the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, sees the need for more comprehensive legislation on the environment.
If the government considers environmental issues or environmentalism important, let the government come back, revisit this place with comprehensive legislation that deals with the environment. No promise to plant a million trees is enough. I don't know where they're planting them, if Archers Bay are up by the stadium. I don't know.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, in the lunchtime edition. Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated believes the country will derive significant international exposure and economic activity from the hosting of the Barbados Legends Tour from April 25th to 27th. Speaking at a news conference this morning at Apes Hill Golf Course, the BTMI's Director of Marketing, Robert Chase, outlined the event's anticipated impact. He says the event presents an opportunity for the island to tap into new tourism markets.
We believe that events like this tournament help connect Barbados' reputation as a top-tier destination for discerning travelers. What excites us most about this partnership is its far-reaching impact. The tournament will broadcast globally through the tour's collaboration with Sky Sports in the UK and many other global broadcasters, ensuring that Barbados is showcased to millions of viewers across Europe, North America, Asia, and Africa. Additionally, the presence of over 200 professional and amateur players, along with their families and friends, further amplifies economic and cultural benefits to our island. Beyond the immediate economic impact, the Legends Tour also provides us with an invaluable platform to expand into untapped markets, particularly in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East.
Director of Marketing at the BTMI, Robert Chase. Dominica authorities confirmed the sighting of the wreckage of a plane that departed from the Douglas Charles Airport on Sunday afternoon en route to the neighboring French island of Martinique. In light of the sighting, the authorities say the search and rescue operation has been reclassified as a recovery mission. Yesterday, the search and rescue teams from Dominica and Martinique, using a French helicopter, discovered the wreckage in southeastern Dominica in a rugged area that they say poses significant challenges for recovery teams. Media reports said that the wreckage site was identified with no apparent sign of life near the plane. The St. Lucia government has approved a 13% salary increase for public servants following an agreement reached between the government negotiating team and the St. Lucia Trade Union Federation, TUF. Under the terms of the agreement, public sector workers will receive a salary increase of 6% for 2022 to 2025 and 7% for 2025 to 2028. Additionally, the back pay owed to workers will be tax-free and is scheduled for disbursement next month. The White House Budget Office has ordered a pause on all federal grants and loans, potentially impacting trillions in government spending and halting public programs that affect millions of Americans. White House Office of Management and Budget Acting Director Matthew Vaive said in the memorandum that federal agencies must temporarily pause all activities related to obligation or disbursement of all federal financial assistance. The pause also blocks the issuance of new grants. The memo specifies that the pause will not affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, nor does it include assistance provided directly to individuals. The freeze on federal assistance is slated to take effect at 5 p.m. today. It marks the latest move by the Trump administration to exert control over federal funding, even that which has already been allocated by Congress. Our top stories. The Chief Justice Leslie Haynes calls for more money for the judiciary, arguing that it needs more resources to properly do its work. Government reports the way now cleared for enactment of strict new legislation requiring people to properly clean up their properties or face penalties. Meantime, the opposition leader Ralph Thorne sees a need for comprehensive legislation on the environment. BDMI expects significant benefits from a new Legends Golf Tournament that was launched today. In Dominica, the search for a missing plane turns to recovery after wreckage is spotted with no sign of life. Government workers in St. Lucia getting a 13% pay hike and back pay. The Trump administration orders a pause on all federal grants and loans with implications for millions of people. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Stetson. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.